Welcome to ParentChildConnect.com. I am Olaolu Ogunyemi.
Daily Reflection. Seek the Source. I've shared before that one of my daily habits is to meditate, read, write, and reflect. I typically keep a log of these daily reflections in my journal for my own edification. Periodically, I like to share my thoughts to inspire others and spark a conversation. I reflected on the YouVersion Bible app verse of the day, which was Matthew 6:33, last month. I read the surrounding scriptures so I can study the verse in context. This also happens to be one of my favorite passages of scripture, and I talked about it in day 2 of my YouVersion Bible plan, Distractions Causing Distance from God. Here's my daily reflection on why we should seek the source. Matthew 6:31-34, New Living Translation says, "So don't worry about these things, saying, 'What will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear?' These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers, but your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and He will give you everything you need. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today." Jesus' lesson about material things. You see, Jesus spit hot fire in Matthew 6:22-34. He started by teaching us how our heart's desires are reflected by what we value in life. Then, he described how our eye provides light to our entire body if it's healthy. Our vision and perspective of the world around us can brighten our lives and bring about happiness and contentment. That is, if we choose to perceive the world in a positive light. Jesus continued to teach that in attempting to satiate our fleshly desires and accomplish our God-given purpose is fruitless. One lifestyle will capitulate to the other. Jesus concluded by explaining why we should not worry about or pursue the material things in this world. Why? Because God will supply all of our needs. You see, I had a good full circle moment, and I love when things come full circle. I was recently watching a video that my friend Aha Gazelle posted on social media. He encouraged his followers to be grateful where they are. He continued to explain that we must learn to observe, take note of, and appreciate the world around us to enhance the service we provide to others. I took a second to look around after watching Aha's video. I realized that God has created something beautiful around us. He's embedded himself in the people, animals, nature, and views we see every day. His mighty power is demonstrated in the vastness of the oceans, the beauty of the snow-capped mountains, the aura of fresh air around me, the smiling faces of the people I've been blessed to meet, and more. To know God is to understand how the world around us works in context of our individual lives. Understanding the world in context gives us the advantageous ability to serve others and meet their needs beyond the obvious or surface level, which is what you can see. In other words, seeking God allows us to find Him in the least expected places, which allows us to touch hearts, heal minds, and change the trajectory of others' lives. We lead others to what they need when we draw closer to the source. My prayer is that God helps us to seek Him above all else so that we can serve others and make the world a better place. Thank you for reading, and have a blessed week.